Activity 28. Book Sales. You will hear a talk about book sales in the university bookstores. As you listen, answer questions 1 to 6 by completing the table showing the type of books sold in greatest numbers at the different university bookstores.
Today, I want to give you a breakdown of our sales in the different university bookstores across the campus. We've had some interesting results. We've used figures which show the number of books sold, not their dollar value. This is to screen out those very expensive technical books. Let's start in 1997. The bookstore in the Humanities Building sold hundreds of novels, but the major sales, by far the greatest number, were of general interest books. This result was probably to be expected. On the other hand, we were very surprised by the results we obtained in the Engineering Building, where we fully expected that most of the sales would be in technical books, and then found that they were, in fact, selling more novels than any other category. The question had to be asked, why is this so? We found there was a heavy trade among the students in second-hand technical books, and also there was serious competition from a cut-price bookseller who supplied from a van just off the university campus. So those two factors would have kept our technical book sales down. But they don't explain why novels were the top seller. The bookstore in the School of Nursing in 1997 also mainly sold novels, with technical books a distant second. The Sports Centre sold marginally more general interest books than anything else. And so we come to 1998. The bookstore in the Humanities Building sold more novels than ever before, edging out the general interest books 2-1. The Engineering Building bookstore is still not selling as many technical books as one would wish. Their main sales in 1998 were in general interest books. The store in the School of Nursing once again sold novels and very little else. The Sports Centre saw a return to the technical books, 80% of their sales, in fact, with a popular series of sports medicine books which came out early in 1998. These results from 1997 and 1998 have taught us that we have to be competitive in technical books. Now, as to the future...